Tomorrow, we are going to be at the Boardroom in Plano. Now, this is a salon for men where guys can go in and they can get their hair cut. If your nails need attending to, be they hands or feet, you can get that done. Need a nice massage, you can get all that. They have all kinds of salon-type services for guys. We've been to the Boardroom before. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a really nice place.
And there are a lot of guys that go there, too.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So, we're in our meeting yesterday, and Mike, you and I each receive a note in our mailbox, our physical mailbox, not our email box, with a list of options from the Boardroom.
Right.
Like their little pamphlet.
Right. Things that we're to talking points.
And there was a note attached to the pamphlet from Sabrina, who is the account executive in question.
Yes.
She sold this. So she left us both a note that said, hey, if you guys want anything done over there, let me know and I'll set it up.
Yes. Which I plan to do.
Yeah. And as you'll hear, I do too. Or at least that's how I couch this. So we get to laughing about, or Danny's like, what are y'all going to get done? You know, and Mike's like, I don't know, a manicure or something. And I made a very crude joke.
Yes.
Extremely crude.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
This is a case of us trying to make each other laugh and it getting completely out of hand.
Yeah. I said that.
Spit it out, Cobra.
I was going to go in there for an anal bleaching.
I don't think so.
Which, obviously, they don't do, okay? Let's get that out there right away. So we're laughing, you know, and cutting up in there and rolling around. And
setting up this... the scenario, what it would be like to request that.
Yeah, and it just, you know, just cracking each other up, basically. So then one of us, I don't know which one, said, man, it'd be really funny.
It was him.
It was Danny?
Yeah.
Danny said, man, you ought to ask Sabrina, the AE, the sales girl, say, because she wanted to know what we wanted to have done.
Right, I mean, she's really pushing this.
She's
right.
The liaison here.
Right,
right. So Danny said, you ought to ask her that. If she could set that up for you. So we laugh some more, you know, and then I'm like...
Terlingua comic.
I'm like, man, I wonder if we recorded that and I asked her if they could do that for me, if she would buy it. And I have to be serious as a heart attack. I mean, there can be no joking around whatsoever concerning this, because it's ridiculous enough just to mention that, but you got to sell it too.
Right.
I'm like, man, I can't. How do you hold a straight face and ask for that? And the premise that we set up was really ridiculous.
Yeah.
That I wanted to have it done because
it's complicating your sex life.
Yes.
As you can understand, I'm sure.
Yes.
But that's how it was set up.
That somehow was complicating my sex life.
The fact that you need the discoloration of your backside.
Yes, right.
As she could understand,
off.
Right?
Yeah. Of course, yes, as you clearly can understand. And then she was going to start asking questions and be like, well, I'm from Native American heritage and we're a bit darker than most. On and on.
So
and
within
on.
Mere minutes, we had a whole scenario cooked up here.
Right. Yeah, laughing our asses off, so to speak. So... You guys are egging me on. I'm like, there's no way. I don't know. It's one thing if I would. I barely know her. She hadn't been around that long.
She's pretty new.
Yeah, she hadn't been around that long.
And she's very young.
Yes, that's
very,
another thing.
Very
like,
young.
What, 24? 20,
yeah, maybe. Maybe.
So I'm like, man, I don't know this girl at all. I've only had a couple of conversations with her ever since she's been up there. And, you know, the first meaningful one I have is going to be about anal bleaching.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
So,
anyway, I got the guts up to do this.
Oh, God.
And
I'm not mad at you for tennis anymore.
And and tried to lay this one on her. Now, there's a setup of a couple of minutes because I can't dive right into this, right?
No,
right.
You can't.
And the whole time I'm trying to set this up, the only thing going in the back of my head, it's like a hamster on a wheel, anal bleaching, anal bleaching, over and over and over.
Mark.
So, here we go.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hey, Sabrina.
Uh-huh.
It's Corby.
Hey, Corby.
How are you doing?
Nothing. I'm actually on my way back to the station. What's up?
Oh, fabulous. I just called your extension, but yeah, you weren't there. Hey, So yeah, tomorrow for the boardroom thing.
Mm-hmm.
Has Mike talked to you about what he wants to do or anything?
No, we talked for a couple minutes yesterday. I just told him, I was like, you guys are running out of time if you want any free services done ahead of time. And I was like, so are you thinking you just want to do it during the show if you want to have anything done? And he didn't really tell me a yes or no. He just said, we know what we're doing. We'll figure it out. We know how to do this. We've done it a time or two. So I'm assuming he just wanted to figure it out during the road show.
Yeah, because... I mean, we've been there, I think, twice before, and I think I had a pedicure, and he may have had a manicure or something like that, but I think I'm going to get a pedicure before the show, if I can. Okay.
Okay, stop it there. She laughed at the fact that I said pedicure.
I know. She thought that was funny.
Yeah. So now I'm trying to say, I have that in the back of my mind, still, anal bleaching.
Can you hear... The hesitance in his voice, Mike.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
it's beautiful.
He's still trying to put all this together.
He's trying to draw up the sack to pull it off.
Yes, and there were times where I wanted to. I almost bailed. I almost got out of this. You guys would have. You would have never done this.
No, we're not the snake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shut up!
I'm the Terlingua comic.
All right, continue.
So you want to do it prior to the show, not during the show?
Yeah, because the logistics may be a little weird. I don't know.
No idea.
I'm not sure. I know we had the wireless thing hooked up last time, but the sound was kind of screwed up in there, and I was kind of cutting in and out as I was doing it. Because they put us in like a room to do it, you know, with all the equipment and all that stuff. So, I'm fine either way. I just thought it may be a little bit easier to get it done before and then be able to talk about it or whatever, you know, when we're on the air.
Honestly, it's whatever you want to do. They'll do whatever is the best for you guys. So if you're thinking you want to do it ahead of time, what time are you thinking you want to come in? I'll just call them and let them know that you're going to be there.
I'm assuming it takes like 30 minutes, right? Probably.
Girls' pedicures can sometimes take... I mean, yeah, 30 to 45 minutes, yeah. I've never seen a guy get a pedicure. I'm assuming it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, it's
I don't know. How dirty are your feet, Corby?
They're just disgusting.
I'm thinking 30, 45 minutes is probably accurate. That's about how long it takes me to get mine.
Okay, so maybe get
there. All right, stop it.
God almighty, this is killing me.
All right, now,
just such a
where are you with
jerk
this
around.
Right there? What do you think? Tell us everything that's going on.
I know that I am out of stuff for Sabrina at this point.
Yes, right.
You sound like you're trying to play the fart game, but there's no farts.
I know.
Wasting her time.
And now I know that it's time to pay the piper here, and I don't really know how to get into it, but the thing that we left out that we did discuss was that I'm too embarrassed to ask them.
Yeah, to ask the boardroom in person.
Yes, right. Yes, and so she has to ask them. And I wanted to make sure, and this is where I'm heading next, is who is she comfortable with over there? And is she actually comfortable with someone? So that's the next lead up.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe get there. We have our meeting at 1:30. I'm trying to think how long. It won't take me that long to get there from here. Maybe get there by 2 o'clock.
Shut up, Danny.
Okay. I'll just tell him. I'm going to tell him around that time. I'm just going to say that you're going to show up probably sometime within the hour before it starts.
Okay.
And like 2 to 3.
Who's the owner? Is it one guy you deal with?
Our contact for tomorrow will probably be Jason. He's the one that I'm about to call right now and tell him that you're going to be a little bit earlier. There's a few different owners, but Jason is the franchisee owner of that particular location, but you also have Bruce, And I'm not sure if he owns any part of that location, too, but I know Jason's the main contact for that one. But Bruce is one that you guys have dealt with in the past.
Okay. All right. I'm sure I'll recognize him.
He'll probably be there tomorrow, too, I'm sure. They put a big flyer out and, like, passed it out to people, and they've had it out all week saying that you guys are going to be there.
Okay.
So I'm sure Bruce will be there tomorrow, too, but Jason is the guy I'm going to call to tell that you're going to be there.
Okay.
To get a pedicure.
All right, so you're comfortable with him?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with both, but
okay.
I think Jason will probably, I know for sure Jason is going to be the one that will be there tomorrow, so he's the one that I'm going to call. He's the one that's been bugging me all week to see if you guys were going to come get anything done.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, so you have to ask him this because I'm not comfortable asking him this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know girls have this, but I don't know if guys do this.
No.
Do you think they do, like, anal bleaching?
You're joking now. I know you are.
No, I'm really not.
If you aren't joking, I don't know. I thought only porn stars had that done. Like, literally.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
You're doing something on the side that I don't know about to get some extra income?
I might be, but,
stop
yeah,
it there.
I mean, it was just...
All right. I'm constantly working the microphone because I am dying laughing.
You can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, and I'm trying so hard to play it straight, and she laughs immediately when I say it. And I mean, I don't know where to take it from here. And I've already like exhausted. You know, the next step is to say this is affecting my sex life,
yes.
And things like that. Okay, and I am trying to keep it together, just desperately trying to keep it together.
Yeah, I mean, it was just something that you know, I've been thinking about having had done. I figured this is a good time to do it.
Well, now I know you're completely joking, but if you're not, hey, more power to you.
I can't keep a straight face.
Damn it.
You can't really make me uncomfortable as hard as you try.
You don't understand. I'm recording this right now, by the way.
I figured you might be.
We talked about doing this, and I'm like, there's no way I can actually say those words and not start dying laughing, and I was right. I thought suck up all the courage I have. I'll summon every power that I have to not laugh, and I couldn't freaking do it.
Well, it's okay. You wouldn't have been able to make it that good for radio or for anything else anyways, because you can't make me uncomfortable, really, so it wouldn't have been interesting to the listeners regardless.
Oh, God. All right. Well,
I'm pretty raunchy. You're going to have to step
God.
Up a notch if you want me
Damn
to feel uncomfortable and make it funny.
All right.
That's
well,
good, that's good
worry,
information.
We may
yeah.
play it anyway, just for the uncomfortableness on my part.
What's her cell again?
All right, but yeah, I do want to get a pedicure, so.
Oh, man.
So, look.
Wow.
I gave it all I had.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
You just picked the wrong girl.
I tried to sell it. I tried my damnedest. There was not much that I could have done to make her believe me that I needed my anus bleached.
Oh, man.
So kudos to Sabrina for putting up with that nonsense.
She can hang.
Yeah, I know.
She can hang.
I know.
I'll do it for free, Corby.
Okay, good. Good. Could you have got those words out, Ding Dong?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Not
you?
Even close.
No.
Come over to my house. I've got a bottle of Clorox and a toilet brush. I'll get you fixed up.
Oh, boy.
Dip your butt into a koi pond and let the fish clean.
Yeah, you can do that too.